It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Welcome to The World in 10, the big news stories of the day, explained and analysed by The Times of London, today with me, Jenny Barsby. In this episode, we take our gaze away from the Middle East and Ukraine to focus on the conflict in Sudan. 15,000 dead, millions displaced. The Times Africa correspondent Jane Flanagan will explain what lies behind this conflict and if there's any chance of peace. We'll also meet one man caught up in it, desperately trying to keep his family safe. With the current events in the Middle East and Ukraine taking centre stage, it's sometimes hard to remember that there are wars going on in other parts of the world which are just as deadly. Sudan is in the second year of its latest conflict, which has seen almost 15,000 people killed and more than 8 million displaced since fighting broke out on the 15th of April last year. The conflict is primarily a power struggle between the leaders of the Sudanese Armed Forces and the Rapid Support Forces, a paramilitary group notorious for its sexual violence and kidnappings in the Darfur region. Earlier this week, The World in 10 caught up with Jane Flanagan, the Times Africa correspondent, who was able to update us with the latest.
So the main theatres of the violence are in and around the capital, Khartoum, and that looks evenly split at the moment between the Sudanese Armed Forces and the paramilitary Rapid Support Forces. It doesn't look like either side is capable of completely dominating the entire country, and there's no sign of either side backing down anytime soon.
As Jane mentioned, much of the fighting is happening around incredibly populated areas such as the capital, Khartoum, and Omdurman, which is the country's second largest city. It's here where Ahmed Ali, not his real name, is sheltering with his family.
I'm close to 40 now, and like I've never lived such a difficult life since I was born. It's really difficult. Whenever there is no fighting or there is no any artillery shelling or ground clashes, you wonder, like, is everything is okay? Because this is not normal. There is no way to ignore the fighting. Sometimes they surprise us with new weapons or new kind of shelling that we have not been used to. There is no way to ignore it, regardless of what part of the city you are in, whether the RSF controlled or the army controlled areas. Like, you will hear it. And just on a final note is, sometimes when you don't hear it, you feel as if it will land over your head.
Even as the UN warns that several million Sudanese are at risk of catastrophic hunger, there is little hope that this conflict will end soon. And Ahmed told us that the breakdown of recent peace talks is no surprise, as the warring generals have too much at stake.
During the 1 year of war and multiple negotiations, we have not seen any seriousness from them to sign like a final peace. So I am displaced now because our house was shelled twice and I survived like death twice. We just have to prepare ourselves for the next phase, which is continued war.
More than 2 million people have already fled the conflict, overwhelming refugee camps in Chad and South Sudan. And there are now concerns that even more will try to cross into Europe as they desperately try to find peace. In a move today that the Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky called vital, the House of Representatives finally approved billions of dollars in new US military aid to help combat Russia's invasion. Russia, by all accounts, is planning its summer offensive, and Ukraine desperately needs weapons. But away from the headlines, the day-to-day war rumbles on. Ukrainians and Russians continue to die. But one man is risking his own life to recover those bodies. In the Ukrainian mud, Alexei Yukov finds those slaughtered in war and brings their bodies home. Russian, Ukrainian, it doesn't matter to Alexei. Every soldier is respected and given a proper burial. But why do it? And how do the bodies found on the battlefield help tell the story of this war and how it's going for both sides? The Times' Tom Ball has been to the Donetsk region to meet Alexei and find out.
He reckons he's found 1,500 bodies or thereabouts. Of those, the majority have been Russians, five Russians for every Ukrainian that he finds, which is testament to the Russian battle strategy of just throwing soldiers into the breach to get slaughtered effectively. But he was very clear that everyone is human and all of these bodies deserve a proper burial. And his main kind of point was that the Russians are behaving like barbarians, but in doing this work, he and Ukraine are maintaining their humanity.
It's a noble quest, but it is fraught with danger. So why does Alexei risk it all?
For him, it's more of a calling, if anything. The way he spoke about his work, it was more like something that he needed to do to bring back all of the bodies that were out there and to lay them to rest. It is very dangerous. What he's essentially doing a lot of the time is heading out into no man's land under the cover of bad weather so the Russians won't be flying their drones, and then often navigating his way through minefields and trying not to attract the attention of the Russians and their snipers and artillery fire. So he has paid with his own flesh in losing an eye last year when a mine exploded next to him.
That's the Times' Tom Ball in Ukraine. Leonardo da Vinci, famous for the Mona Lisa and The Last Supper. He's one of the best-known artists and inventors ever to have lived. But now a row has broken out between Italy and a German toy maker over a jigsaw puzzle that features one of his most renowned drawings. Let's find out more now from James Imam, who writes for The Times from Milan. James, welcome to The World in 10. What is this row about then?
So the row is about really an iconic piece of art that anybody would instantly recognise. This is Da Vinci's Vitruvian Man. So it's an image of two superimposed naked men with their arms outstretched, touching the sides of a square in a circle. And you see this on mugs, you see it on T-shirts, you sometimes see it on space crews outfits because it was once used for a US space mission in 1973, this image. And it's conserved, importantly, in an Italian museum, the Galleria dell'Accademia in Venice. The museum is insisting that it's basically paid for the rights to use this image. Clearly, not everybody agrees.
Where does the German toy maker come into the story?
Ravensburger came into this story quite a while ago, really, because they've been producing a jigsaw puzzle showing the image of Da Vinci's Vitruvian Man for about 25 years. Since 2009, they've been producing this jigsaw puzzle. About 4 years ago, the museum, the Venice Museum, decided we actually want to be paid for the rights to use this. Ravensburger disagreed. And so the museum, together with the Attorney General in Italy, they went to an Italian court, to a Venice court, and they demanded basically that Ravensburger should cease production and they should pay €1,500 for every day that they didn't respond to this order.
So this must have repercussions for anyone else who might want to use this image.
Well, I suppose the latest development is really essential because this was seen as a watershed case because it was the first time that Italy had asked another country to pay it royalties. The latest development is that Ravensburger has now referred to a German court that has said that this demand does not need to be met. Ravensburger had every right, the German court says, to use that image. Copyright law does not apply. And it also said that Italian law does not apply beyond its borders. So the question now is Italy going to make any headway in its mission to start clamping down on people that are using images without paying royalties? They've made a lot of progress with that domestically, and are they able to do that internationally?
James, thank you for joining us at The World in 10, The Times, James Imam in Milan. Before we go, I must mention the record 50,000 people taking part in this year's London Marathon. It's a grueling 26.2 miles, passing some of the most famous landmarks the capital has to offer. In the elite races, Olympic champion Perez Jepchirchir from Kenya beat the women's only world record to win in 2 hours, 16 minutes and 16 seconds. The men's race was won by fellow Kenyan Alexander Munyeo in 2 hours and 4 minutes, while it was a double Swiss win in the women's and men's wheelchair race. But what makes the London Marathon so special is the tens of thousands of people every year who raise millions for charity. The World in 10 salutes you. Thanks for taking 10 minutes to stay on top of the world with the help of the Times of London. We'll see you tomorrow.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.